USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A vote on a national defense policy bill has been delayed in the Senate. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul objected to the National Defense Authorization Act because of a provision that would limit President Trump's ability to draw down troops from Afghanistan. On the Senate floor, Paul called out his fellow Republican colleagues for wanting to draw out American involvement in the country.
They believe that a president has the power to go to war anywhere, anytime. But when a president tries to remove troops, they say, oh, no, no, what we really want are 535 generals in Congress to tell him he can't leave a war. How absurd is that? It's exactly the opposite of what both the Constitution and logic would dictate.
Paul's delay also pushes back action on the one-week stopgap funding measure passed by the House yesterday. The federal government will shut down if the spending measure isn't approved by midnight Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
House GOP members are calling on the Speaker of the House to take some action on a coronavirus relief bill. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As coronavirus relief seems to have hit a standstill, House Republicans have a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We stand together calling on this body, calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop sitting on her hands, to stop sitting in front of a refrigerator with the expensive ice cream, and to help the American people today.
Republican Congressman Liz Cheney of Wyoming speaking on Capitol Hill Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Speaker of the New Hampshire House has died of COVID-19. Representative Dick Hinch passed away Wednesday from the disease just a week after being elected Speaker of the House. New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu called Hinch a tireless leader and an incredible advocate for his community, saying he will be sorely missed. Hinch represented Merrimack, New Hampshire for 7 terms. He was 71. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's not concerned about California Representative Eric Swalwell's relationship with an alleged Chinese spy. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Well, I don't have any concern about Mr. Swalwell.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's comments regarding Congressman Eric Swalwell, a Democrat who is keeping quiet about past relationships with a woman suspected of acting as a Chinese spy. Pelosi, at her weekly press conference, continues.
There are those in the Congress who believe, and I am among them, that we should be seeing what influence the Chinese. I've been fighting them, as you know, for over 30 years. In terms of their undue influence at universities in our country and the overtures they try to make to members of Congress.
The Prime Minister of Lebanon has been charged in an August explosion that killed 200 people in the nation's capital. Hassan Diab has been charged with negligence in the blast, along with 3 of his former cabinet ministers. Diab's entire cabinet resigned after the blast that was caused by a large amount of ammonium nitrate stored at the city of Beirut's port. And the Prime Minister of the UK is warning that there may not be a trade deal with the European Union by the end of the year. Boris Johnson has spent several days in Brussels trying to hammer out a deal with the EU before December 31st, when the UK is set to stop following the EU's trade rules. If no deal is reached, goods coming and going between the UK and EU would begin to be subject to border checks and taxes at the end of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.